This is Tip TV's CEO interview, and with me today is Armor Dale, Chief Exec Chairman, who is William Frewen. William, good to have you with us
today. Thank you very much for having me.
So, Armor Dale, now this is a company that predominantly invests in natural resources and indeed infrastructure in Africa. Mm-hmm. So, off the bat, tell me why I should consider investing in shares in your company.
That's fair enough. So, Armor Dale has got two resources. One is a long-standing gold mine that we've had in the Congo, which is nothing much has happened for that for the last couple of years. But the announcement today showed we've done a joint venture agreement with a group that's going to exploit it. They've got to invest $1.25 million over the next few months. At that stage, we have an option as to whether to go forward with them. And if we don't, even if we don't want to, we still have a 15% carry interest in this idea. So it's a gold mine, and we're not sure whether it's big enough. It looks pretty good. We didn't have the resources, frankly, Armadale didn't have the resources to exploit themselves, so we got a third party in to exploit it. So that's one side. It's sort of effectively, at worst, a free carry. At best, it might be a joint venture. We don't have to put any more money in to see how it works. So I quite like the idea of free options. That's quite good.
Yeah.
And then the second asset, which is the one most of the concentration has been on over the last few months, is this graphite mine in Tanzania, which was put, which the company bought back in June, July. I was then brought in because, as it's an AIM-listed vehicle, they wanted a chairman who might know something about the way AIM works. I don't know a great deal about mining, but they're the miners, and I sort of understand the financing bit of it. Since why is it interesting? Well, there's all sorts of reasons why it's interesting. Let's start with the graphite. It is the commodity that everybody's looking at the moment. Lithium batteries, actually they need graphite and they need high quality graphite. And you only have to read the news every day, Elon Musk and whatever it is, at another huge battery plant and electric cars. So I think we don't know yet what the balance between supply and demand will be, but there's clearly demand. It's in Tanzania, which is a very good spot to be in if you're going to be in Africa. It's a good democracy. It's quite close to It's a reasonable distance from a port. Infrastructure's pretty good. So, again, good. And surrounding us are two other mines. I mean, when I say surrounding, literally next door, which are sort of a year ahead of us.
Okay.
So we can see that they've done some more work than we have. They've done some more drilling than we have. We've done a couple of assays on it, and they've come out very, very well. And then in the next, certainly before Christmas, we're going to get our JORC results. Everything we've seen is looking very positive, that we might have, a very good asset. That's not enough because, I still haven't asked the question, why you invest? Well, you invest because the share price is suggesting that, we're sort of 20% of the value of the things around us, if you wanted to put it on a comparable basis. We have to prove that, and I think the next couple of weeks will prove, we hope, that we've got the same sort of resource, and therefore the share on a risk-reward basis, which is how I was brought up on my background, looks great.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at this Republic of Congo news about the gold mine.
Yep.
Now, this is in phase one, so this is good news. This news came out today, is
today,
that
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. So how likely is it, do you think, that it will go into phase two?
Well, I don't think that the people who have decided to take it from... So they've had 90 days due diligence. We know the main driver behind that particular operation is also a shareholder of ACP, Armadale itself. So we know the guy very well. He's not the sort of guy I think would do this unless he thought it was really well worth doing. He's very well connected in the Congo, which you need to be. There is a decent resource. And there's also quite a lot of untapped resource around it. They've got mining licenses all around it. So they'll be able to look at this and also, I assume, look at the other ones. How likely? As a betting man, I think it'll probably happen.
Yeah.
I just don't think he would have gone forward. He sounded pretty confident about it when I spoke to him recently. So, yeah, I think it will probably happen.
But. And if it happens, what's this mean for Armadale?
Well, as I said, it means two things. One of two things. We either say, OK, well done. You carry on, in which case we keep 15% completely free. So it's like an option. The minute they start printing money, we get 15% of it. Thank you very much. That's not too bad. Or at the moment, once they've done the next phase, they own 25%. So in theory, we still own 75% of it. It depends on how the financing sorted out. If Armadale's done well maybe on the graphite side and we have more cash or we've got more of a following or able to raise money easier, we might decide to do a proper joint venture with them. But it's all to be negotiated. So that is sort of upside only. But I don't know. I'm not going to guess as to which.
So it's certainly an interesting time to look at Armadale anyway.
Well, from that point of view, you've got an asset which, and I think this is a very important point, is that for the last 2 or 3 years, it's been draining a lot of money. And there's been wages to pay, nothing much has been happening. Quite a lot happened in the first year, and then it sort of stopped for various reasons. They couldn't get it financed, but we were still paying wages over there, wages for directors, and all this kind of thing. So the shareholder probably didn't have a great time of it, to be honest, over that period. So the first thing to do was to stop the drain, done that, and now we've got an upside option. So
yeah,
I'm really happy with that, to be honest.
Well, graphite and gold, these are quite different commodities. How do you sort of jump between the two?
Well, we're an investment company, right? Yeah. So we are not, and it's important to say we're not a mining company. So we're just looking at what looked like reasonable investments. The gold one was already there. The new graphite one, on a risk-reward basis, I said it looks fantastic. And, even you don't have to be a mining expert to say, well, this is the market cap of this is only £4 million when we got involved. It's done a bit better since then, not as well as I'd like, but that's the way these things are. And on that basis alone, you'd say, well, these ones around us have valued 20 million, 40 million. We think we might have at least as good as resources they have. Why would not you do that? And as from a shareholder point of view, particularly if you look at the way you think I do, I think that's a risk I'd like to take.
Well,
and my background is sort of a bond trading background, so it's risk reward, and that seems to be much better than most of the ones I used to do.
So what's your outlook for 2017 for Armadale Capital?
Well, the big thing is the JORC in the next couple of weeks. Then we'll know what we've got, which I think is pretty critical.
Yes.
Then we'll do some metallurgy tests on it to see really how high a grade we have, which is important. Now it rains between now and end of March in Tanzania, so we can't do anything physical on the ground till then. But after that, we'll do some more drilling. And we'll do a pre-feasibility study. And at the same time, particularly if we get good results the next couple of weeks, we'll start talking, take-off agreements and things like that. So the idea will be to move it to the next phase. Obviously, we'd like to get a shareholding. That's a mining side of it. And at the same time here, we'd like to build a loyal shareholder base who would help to finance, will be interested in financing what might be a great project. There's no reason why it shouldn't be. Everything around us looks good. The market looks good. From a shareholder's point of view, it's a cheap price to get in. So, I think you can make a very good case for it.
Super. William, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.